Greetings and welcome.
Une tente with a Frenchman. There is a lot of wind. There is a lot of wind behind me. You can probably hear that. So it's not really easy. There is a storm basically upon us. I am camping now with two other Hexatracker that were far in front of me, but because I had the clever idea to not do the tour this account, I managed to cut on them, and I'm glad I did, because we just did a very, very difficult and annoying part. Yesterday I said how happy I was about the trek, and it gave me back my certitude about hiking. Today gave it away. Today's section was supposed to be a difficult one because of two things. Main thing is it's not assigned section, so basically there is no trail, there is no marking, there is nothing. It's just a valley and an idea, like it's good to go there. Which reminds me a lot of the Via Adriatica and Croatian trail that exist on the paper but not in reality. and on top of that, it was full of combe. Combe are a form of mountain architecture, let's say. Whenever a river passes through a mountain a little bit too much, it creates this kind of deep groove in the ground. So it creates a ton of cliffs that you have to go down and up, down and up, down, and they're gigantic. It is one of the least friendly place ever, and there is nothing, no signs of anything. It took forever to pass. It was very scary. It was very for my nerves, mostly. On top of that, I had the good idea of twisting my knee extremely badly because the terrain was so bad, obviously, because there is no track, that my knee gave away and twisted at the worst time and had all my weight on it, so I screamed. I screamed like a motherfucker. I screamed really hard. It was really painful, and I twisted it again very slightly just a few minutes after because I was still in the pain. Luckily, it was at the very end of it, but still, it was hard. Really, really, really freaking annoying. So this section is the normal section of the Hexatrek, and there is an alternative section. I think the alternative section is going to be the real one, and this one will be the alternative. And I'm not even sure it is. I don't really see the point of this section. It's not beautiful. I mean, it's okay, but everything is fucking okay in the Alps. There is no place that is really like, wow, okay, this was weird. No, everything is beautiful. It's the fucking Alps. Everything is fucking beautiful. And I don't see the point of hiking it. I was hiking with the two others, and they're like experienced hikers. They really passed all of the other difficult sections of the Hexatrek, the ones even I didn't want. And even them said, yeah, we don't see the point of this section, and we don't find it fun. Outside of Gebma. Apparently Gebma kind of liked it, but just because he loves to be in the middle of nowhere. So yeah, terrible day for that. Again, the horrible task of myself to say to Kevin that, again, his trail is not the best one or the perfect one, and some changes need to be made, and especially this section needs to disappear because it makes no sense. If you break yourself anything there, there is no connection. You cannot call for help. If you're alone or bad weather, you just cannot pass it. It's horrible. Tomorrow, apparently, the trail continues in horrible sections, but a little bit less horrible, but a little bit higher. And I'm wondering if, with my knee, I will continue on this or take another easier road that might lead to civilization and a nicest walk, basically. Because it wasn't walking, it was climbing or whatever. I don't know. It's a question for tomorrow morning. Right now it's quite late and the others are already sleeping. And the storm is brewing and like the wind is crazy. It's not the best night after such a section. But hey, I got Jenny P. So it's fine. Yeah. that's fine. I wish you a very happy haircut. I hope it will look good for you. And I wish you a very good night. Cheers.